is like 10 lines from the top. So in the middle of this machlekes of Akiva and Abishmol, the Mishnah we said passes like a Akiva, that if one shirt gores another shirt, so who gets to keep the mazik and the nizik? Who really gets to keep the shirt? So the Mishnah said that the nizik, which is a Akiva, that the nizik kuchlat ashar, the Akiva keeps the shirt.
Immediately.
And Abishmol said, no, husham, yusam ashar bebezin. It means it's really more than mazik. So now the Gemara is going to continue on with that.
Let me have a question. That's not the same
machlokes. No,
I love that. You say it's chokhlat to the
Yeah, yeah, it has very similarities, but we'll see a little bit more today about that. So the Gemara Tanu Yav Tan Chlifa Bama Yava Yisrael Yisrael Kamei Yabavo. Machra, he said this memory. Machra ain't machra. If you sold it, it's not a selling. The animal that the mazik's animal. Hekdeshay muktish. If you magdish it, it's hekdesh. Now it doesn't say who, what, when, where. It just says such a memory. So now we want to understand. Machra man, who sold it? Ilema mazik machra ain't a machra. If you're going to say that the mazik sold it and a selling is not a selling, what happened? The mazik shor good, the nizik shor. Now the shor good, now the mazik went ahead and sold it. So it's not a selling. Mani Abakivi, the Amma Huchlat Asher. That's Abakivi that says that, like we learned now in Mishnah, Huchlat Asher, that's the Nizik Shah. Fine. So it makes sense to Abakivi. But then the next member said, Hegdesh and Mugdish. So again, we're talking about the Mazik, and we're saying is Hegdesh is Mugdish. So that comes out of Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel that says that the Mazik has power to it. So it comes out, the Amma Yusam Asher, the Bezin. It says we have to shots it up in Bezin. It means Kozman, we didn't shots it up yet. It's the Mazik's. So it comes out that the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Seif is Rabbi Shmuel. That doesn't make any sense. In one member itself, Macha and Macha Hekdesh and Mugdish, how could that be? So no, so El and Nizik. So let's say we're discussing the Nizik. So Macha and Macha, the reason why it's not a Macha, Mani Rabbi Shmuel, why? Because it's the Mazik. The Nizik went ahead and sold it. It's not his yet. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Yusam Hashem Bebezit. Hekdesh and Mugdish, but then the next member that says it's Mugdish, Asana Bakiva, that says that it is the Nizik, and that's why it's Hekdesh is Chal. So, Maman of Sheikh, either you're talking about the Mazik, one's a Rishon Bakiva, if you're talking about the Nizik, one's a Rishon Bakiva, so it doesn't make any sense. How do we have one Bryce that's talking about that Rabbi Shmuel and Bakiva together? Zakti Mola, Oilam Mazik, really is the Mazik's. Vidibi Hakko, and we're discussing, and it's Sayyid Bishmal and Sayyid Bakiva. So, what's the Pshat? So the Gemara is going to explain. Mecha and Macha is a filler Rabbi Shmuel. So normally Mecha and Macha makes sense. The Mazik is the one that's doing it. So Rabbi Akiva makes sense. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva says that it's the Nizik's. Right? Huchlat Asher is the Nizik's. So that's what Mecha and Macha. So the Gemara, no, it could even be going a filler Rabbi Shmuel. Even like Rabbi Shmuel, if the Mazik went ahead and sold it, it's not a good selling. Why? Dama Shabdalei the Nizik. Because the Maisa, it's Meshubit, but even though it's not, it is the Mazik's. But still, it's Meshubah to the Nizik. He has a lien on it. So you can't go ahead and sell it. Hegdesh and Mugdish. The Hegdesh is Mugdish. So why? And that's also the Kulam. I feel Rabbi Akiva, again, we're discussing that the Mazik sold it. So why is the Hegdesh Chal? Like Rabbi Akiva, the Vat is, it's the Nizik. Why is the Chal? I'm a new thing. Really, the Hegdesh is Nacha. But we're just saying that the Hegdesh is
Chal. People won't
know the story. People won't know the story, exactly. And people are going to think that the Hegdesh could go out without opinion. People see this Mazik was Magdishit. And we don't know yet. No, not, we don't know too much. And we see that this guy, this Nizik, just walking away without anything. So therefore we said, give some pidyon before you...
A penny at least.
Right, something. Give some pidyon that, like this, it should look like, we should know the halacha, that Hegdesh needs pidyon. Again, we're saying it's both. What do you mean? We're saying Sayyid Bishmal, Sayyid Akiva.
No, we're saying over here this
price. Oh, if it's the Nizik's, for sure it's Chayyid Bishmal. What do you mean?
But according to, I'm saying, it's only Chal according to. We're saying to you, we need the same Sfar, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make a difference if it's a Mazik. We're saying it's the. Right now we're trying to say it's the mazik.
Right, we're saying it's the mazik, and we're saying it's everyone. We're saying macher and macher goes side later. We're also
saying
kibbutz.
Nizik, can you say it's everyone also?
In who? In macher and macher?
Well, I know.
No, it's a good mechir, let me kill it. So it's only let me kill it, Bishmael, it's not. Let me kill it will be good, so you can't say macher and macher. The Brassa has to stem with mazik, and in mazik we have how we stem side later, Bishmael, and side Bishmael. Zakti ma'atan rabbanon. A Brassa. It says, Shur tam shehizik. A tam that was mazik. Actually, Amad bedin, before it was gepaskin, before Bezdin paskin on this tam, on this shur that it got. Machai, machai. If you sell it, it's a selling. Now we're going to explain exactly later on what's going on over here. Hekdeh, who sold it? Hekdeh, shem mukdish, if you magdish, it's chal. Shachtoi, if you shechted it, then venasta, or, not then, or venasta matana, you gave it away with a matana, to matana. This is again, all before Amad Bedin, before Bezim Pasim. Ad masha asri, asri, what was chal, what you did was done. Now, that's on all these cases. But if the case was Misha Amad Bedin, let's say Bezdin Paskin, there was Amad Bedin. Was ready to Paskin on the show that he has to, all the payment is that he was a mag. Macha ene macha. If it was sold, it's not a selling. Hegdesh ene mekudish. Hegdesh is nachal. Shachta, if you shachted it off, and us the matana of leasa of leklum. It's not worth it. It's nachal.
In the case of Misha Amad Bedin, who's selling it?
Oh, we don't know anything yet. The mother doesn't explain it. Kidmu Balei Chayvis. Let's say the Balei Chayvis came. That means this person, this Mazik, let's say, had Balei Chayvis. And they came and they grabbed it. Vigbiu, and they took this shor. Bein Chav Atchalei Hizik. Say if the Chayv was before this shor was Mazik. Bein Hizik Atchalei Chav. Say if it was Mazik before the Chayv. Le'asu v'lo'i klon. They didn't do anything. The grabbing is not considered a grabbing. Why? This is all because Lefisha Enim Shtalam El Migufa. The payment has to be Migufa Shur, right? By a Tam. So therefore, since the payment has to be Migufa, the grabbing is not considered a grabbing, even if the Chayv was Chal first. Well, we'll see in the Gemara. Explaining it. Mu'ud Shehizik, but if a Mu'ud was Mazik, Bein She'amad Bedin, Bein She'loy Amad Bedin, Saif was Amad Bedin, beforehand Saif was Lam Bedin, Machay Macha, it was Chal. Hegdesh and Mukdish, the Hegdesh is Chal, Shachtai, if you shachted it, Venasim, Matanama, Shasri, Yasri, whatever was done is done. Kidmu Balei Chayvis, Vegbiu, if the Balei Chayvis came and they grabbed it first, Bein Chav Achalei Hizik, Sai, if the Chayv was before the Hezik, Bein Hizik Achalei Chav, Sai, if the Hezik was before the Chayv. Masha Asri, Usa, Asri, everything is Chal, why? Vishem Shtalam Elman Aliyah. You don't pay from the Shah itself, you pay from Aliyah. You value pay from Aliyah, therefore, what happened, and the Mazik's anyway is going to pay from the Aliyah, from his own Mechasim. That's what we have from the Shah. So, now Mar is going to explain this whole Braisa. Mechay Macha, we're going back on the Shah Tam. So, Mechay Macha, we started right away, Shah Tam Shehizik, actually Amad Bedin, before it was Amad Bedin, Mechay Macha, it's Chal. What's that? L'Rajah. Like we said earlier, we said that yesterday, that even if the mechir is chal, but
even if it's not chal,
yeah, even if it's not chal, but it's chal klapei radio, which means that we said that let's say if the buyer went ahead and plowed with it, so it's chal. That means klapei that he doesn't have to pay the nizik the amount of what he got from it. Right? That's what it means. So we say machay machay is. Therefore, that could be the kulam. That could be.
Who sold it? The
mazik.
Does that mean Rashi
goes with just mazik? Someone. Rashi says machir mazik.
Right. If
you wanted to go, like, yeah, I'm saying yeah.
How could he be going according to the nizik? If the nizik is the one that sold it, avadi, he's allowed to use the radio.
No. Oh, you mean no? Let him be kiva. Let him be small. He can't sell it.
Right, but we said machir. Oh, right.
According to Rabbi Kiva, you can't sell it.
Even according to Rabbi Kiva, he's allowed to sell it.
Then it's a good sell. Right.
But so at this point, according to Shmuel, he just takes back the show. He doesn't get any back pay.
Right, exactly. Hekdesh mekudesh. Why mishum de Rabbi Vol? Like we said before, like Rabbi Vol, that even though he doesn't have the bialim on it, but yeah, it's chal. It's not really chal hekdesh. It just we have to show such a thing as gzeira because Shem Yom Hekdesh Yaitzib Leipidi. Shachtev and Asim Matana Mashaasu Yasui. If he shechted it and we gave Matana what it was done. Zakum Abishlam and Asim Matana Mashaasu Asui. What does it mean if Matana works? Laradya, same thing. Avada really wasn't Chal. It's really the Nizik's. But it's Laradya that like Keach, the buyer, doesn't have to pay back the Radya. It was Chal. Ela Shachtai. If he shechted it, what's going on over here? Lacey Vilishtalim and Bisare. Let him go ahead and pay. We're saying Mashasri Asri, right? To take it away from the Nizik. Why are you saying that? Because over there you can't say Raja, right? There's no Raja. So what, why not? Why don't you just say, let him pay, let him give back the basa? The Tanya, Chai, Ainli Allah Chai, Chai is his. Shachta Minayin, Tamulayim, Machas Hashem, Mikal Makayim. So you give him the animal.
He's literally taking the goof.
Right, you're taking the goof literally, you're taking the meat. Zakt Gemara, Amrav Shizvi, Loi Nitzcha, Lepcha, Shchita. What we're coming to say is,
it's worth less now that it's dead.
Now that it's dead, right, it went down in value, obviously. So therefore, the Mazik is not mechuyev to pay it. I mean,
he's not mechuyev to bring him an aliyah. To get his own money to pay for it.
Right. That means that he takes the meat. Yitaka takes the meat. But he's not mechuyev to go ahead. Asri Asri means not that the guy is potter. Avada the Nizik gets the meat. But Asri Asri is referring to that he doesn't go ahead and get...
Can't be good with more money.
An aliyah the pchas, and he just takes the meat. Exactly. This guy was discussing the top. Avada loses out.
Why isn't the mazik to pay the rest?
Masha
Asri. Because he's giving him the goof.
The only thing that's
the goof. That's what I'm saying. That's the body itself.
Yeah, but it's,
it went down the value. You're right. It's half the value, but still. I don't know what that's the metzias today. An animal could be worth $1,000 of meat. No, I don't know.
If it goes
down
the value,
could be more.
Tyson basically says that it could be worth the same, but it's not going to be worth more.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying the Muslim.
It's just over here, you don't have to pay for transport. You have to
be in either made for Shkita,
that
it was set for
Shkita,
it wasn't
worth anything to each other. I'm not going
to be there, sorry if I can't, maybe you'll find the mum. And it won't have any value. Oh, okay, here, anyways, you can't eat it.
It's not a phone.
No, but you can't. It's not
shechted.
They
accepted
it by the gate to the.
No,
but
it was Nizik. No.
Oh, okay. But the shadow is when? If it was
Shlomo Bedin,
then it's
chal. They accepted it by the gate to the.
Maybe that's nothing. There's no value.
Why does it lose the value?
What?
Why does it lose the value?
Because I'm only matam's mechuyev to pay megufas. I gave it to you. Oh, you can't know me more than the shah itself.
It happened already, basically.
Yeah, but when
it's a chiddush because you would think
it's a
chiddush.
Functioning shah. I mean that one they can
right. If it was worth more, right? It's a chiddush because megufa you could hear very much not like this. You could hear that megufa means when it was genizik, that's right. Where I can be garbage. But now that you did something to the shah, you're mechuyev to pay. That's right. The chiddush. That no, since right. The shah still has value to it, it's not nevela. There's still something to it. So, well, that's the payment you pay me, and that's it.
So right now the Gemara is going to the whole thing
according to Shmuel and Raisa. Why Abishmal? We're going even Abishmal. We're talking about the Mazik. And he's not Mechuyev to pay.
Because the contract keeper, if you go and shecht someone else's shor, you have to pay for the damage.
No, because right now it's Meshubah just. It's not. It's a limit.
Rabbi Kiva said it's Mechuyev.
Right. The Shaila is a Mechuyev. How vite? You're trying to argue how vite the Mechuyev is. So I'm saying it depends how you learn. But it could be, in that time, it could be that it's Mamash Mocha, it's not yours.
So Pashas is going according to
Rabbi Shmuel. Zog to Gemara, Amar Avuna B'yad Evishuf, and this halacha that we were just Mechadish, that Shizvi was Mechadish, that what? And the Pshat Nebraisa was referring to Pchash Chita, that means if you're Meshubid and you went ahead and you were Mazik, the Shibud, part of the Shibud, you're not Chayiv, then Mazik's not Chayiv to pay. So mazik if you mazik the shibud of your friend, you potter. Let's say karkas meshubet to your friend, and you mazik it, you potter. You ma pshita. What were you mechadish to me? I mean, that's what we said. We don't need a Rehuna Be'er Shua to say Zayis Emes. He saw it from there. That's what he said.
But a third party comes and mazik the shibud of his chaver, or the same person.
Pashtus, yeah.
To the guy who's mishubatu, but to the owner, you have to pay. If you mask someone, you have to pay.
Father, we'll get it. We'll explain. 1 second. But it's Pashut that we're referring now, let's say, the person himself.
Not a third party.
Yeah.
Because that's a Bazindra Hezek.
That's what we're going to speak about. We'll see in a minute. Zakti Gemara, Pshita. No. Now the time, maybe you would think of Shizu's case is different. I didn't give you anything laws. I just took wind out of the animal. What's the difference, a live animal, not a live animal? There's some air to breathe. No,
Ruachayim,
exactly. That was Ava ba'alma lechayiv, but stam as a yishu bichayiv. In normal case, you mazik the shibud of a friend, you should be chayiv. Kamash malon. Fact of Shimon Shkab, Pash the Kasha. He says that when you kill someone's animal, it's only Ruachayim. Right? If an animal falls into someone's bar, you say, okay, I'm not chayiv, it's just the wind of it got lost. Well, you don't say that. So why over here would you say that?
And what's the chiluk over here? You're taking a ruachayim and a kli. You're taking away, I don't know. What's it means what you're taking away?
No, so wind, there's nothing wrong with the chayfetz. It's not the chayfetz, it's the exact same chayfetz. Rather, you can't move because there's no wind to it. But it's not, it's a grammar like.
Somebody is mafs at somebody because he built something in front of him, right? There's halachas, so you're not allowed to do certain things.
Even though you didn't touch.
The bar was his. Wasn't his totally yet.
According to Rabbi Shmuel,
but that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is trying to say that it's Zika Ba'alma. In fact, Shimon and Pashta Kasha, then always you can say Zika Ba'alma.
Right.
What's going on over here? I mean, the Gemara is not saying, the Gemara is saying it's Zika Ba'alma, it's regular wind. In fact, of Shimon, that it's always Zika Ba'alma.
So let's say you turn something into Isra Hanoi. So if you turn something to Yisrael Hanoi, you say, Hare Shalachu Fanecha. Kama Shalachu on the face, you say, Hare Shalachu Fanecha. So let Rav Shimon Shkab ask there, he doesn't ask there.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's asking the Gemara, he's not asking you, right, good question. But the Gemara over here tells you that it's Zika Ba'alma. In fact, if you're in a Pashta Kasha, why are you ever chayim and killing someone Shah? You always can say Zika Ba'alma. Very simple question.
It has to be a chilek between something that's just a Shibud or something.
Yeah, that's going to be his answer. No, she can go to Kasha, she can go to Tarets either. I'm saying, so he says, Neil is died to the Mazik Mamun Chaveh Pshita Lei Dechashem Mazik. That's Pashit. But over here we're talking about Shibud. So since V'kamus adav anisha v'shle musa, Shibud means that this is what you're meshubud with. So I'm giving you what I'm meshubud with.
It wasn't his yet. By regular shar, it's my shar.
You're saying a little different type. He's saying that it's not right. Okay, that's what I mean. Right, different words. Right. That means I'm just meshubud. So I'm meshubud this animal. So I'm giving you the animal. If the pshat is that you will mazik misar spachi chay, but over here the whole thing is just in shibud. That's why if you make ditches in the field, so you broke part of the shibud. Then a chanami avadi b'chay, like we'll see the gemara in a minute. But over here we're discussing that you will shibud the animal. You gave him the animal.
But
Hezek Nicker. The English shibud came on. You always fight for Hezek Nicker.
No one holds that the Hezek. You say Hezek Shein Nicker, you can die on. But this is a Hezek Nicker.
And still for shibud, the tzad is that you're not
mechuyav. Why do you say shibud is only on the chayfetz? Why is some solid value on what you own?
It's not. It's zechem
abatam. It's not an aliyah.
So the more vayter. So the Mahanami, even this is again. If Huna Bar Yehoshua said Zoyse Meres Amashu B'Zeru Pata, this is, you're right. Maybe it's not of Shizvi's din, but it's Rabbi that said it. Amr Rabbi Asayev Shizvi Shachaveh Pata. If you burn your stars, if you friend your pata over the Yevite Grama, you didn't burn his money. You burnt the stars. So he says your pata. So you see why? Because it's really also just somewhat of a shibud that this could get you somewhere. So in fact, the Rabbi said it's not a Pekashas Pashut. What's the big deal? Rabbi says he's not allowed to say something like Rabbi. Rabbi's Amar. So Rashi says, Rabbi Adam Chashav Haya. Uma Adam Chashav Gan Rabbi Pachinon Ki Iluk Sib B'Mishnei B'Brayis. So we always know the Gemara says Rav Tanuhu Palik. Rabbi, this is a new thing. that Usa and Rabba, he should have known. Rabba was so famous, he should have known Rabba held.
But this is a din of Garmi. By Garmi, Yechai is from the Zakin. So why is he Potter over here when he burns his star? How could Rabba say he's Potter?
Okay, one second. Okay, forget to catch on Rabba. But one second. Akaponim. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is telling you that Avinu Baby Shua came and said, Alocha. Amazi Shibudu Shechaveh Potter. He made up a Ki'ilu Ibsenai Alocha. Rabbi, you'll notice from Rabbi said that if you burn someone's stars, it means you only burn shibudim kilu, that's a called the grama, and you pot. So we also you should be pot. So now, what's a star? Is it check a star?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So then, if you're so positive about that, then you don't amakam biyamit titan schar. It's very negel halacha. You always want to get a kima to the yai. So biyamit titan schar. You want to pay the person that worked for you that day. You pay him that day. If you give him a check.
It's different. So, because when you hire him, he expects to get paid with a check. So
not so pashut. Not so pashut. So it's not so pashut. But a check, lemaisa, while the banks are open, so that's called b'yamit yitzchah. But if he works for you till 5 o'clock and you give him the check at night, then maybe you don't have b'yamit yitzchah.
Find the bank that's open.
It could be. It's more negeya.
And you can put it. You can deposit a check in his account in his ATM machine.
Today you can do it. Yeah.
No, but Lav Dafka, it's taking out of...
Only if it's doing against the same
right,
bank.
Right, so it's the same bank, right.
No. If I go into my bank with a different bank's check and I put it in, that's so based on so they give me a credit.
That's based on your account. Not everybody has that.
You're a chash of a person.
No, anybody can open up an account for this bank.
Yeah, but not necessarily they're going to give them that credit, by the way.
I don't know. No, the shal is more, let's say... A lady goes to mikveh at night and she pays by check. So over there you have to know stam if it's b'yam b'tzchah.
Why? What's the
really?
It's not good?
No, not about not good. Chas v'shom, about it's good. Everything was chal, the tefillah was chal, don't worry. No, the shal is b'yam b'tzchah.
Is applies for services?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Why? The mikveh lady gets paid from the...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, about it's not good.
But
that's weird like they claim.
Even if the lady steals the water and goes without paying.
It's about it. I'm saying nothing wrong.
Wrong with,
no, mitzvah b'aveira. No, I'm saying, but the tefillah was chal.
It's not mitzvah b'aveira. She was type of shalosh. She doesn't apply b'aveira.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's chal. That's what Chaim Kanievsky. If you daven, if you daven in the dormitory, mincha, there are signs that you're not allowed to daven. If it's mitzvah b'aveira, the mincha is chal. If you daven in the dormitory, yeshiva.
Because you didn't steal anything. If you do,
that was his answer.
Shalom first is different from you do something there. Because you didn't
okay.
steal anything.
Anyways, so Rabbi said this halacha. So he said, no, you don't see it. I wouldn't learn that from Rabbi. Why? Because I just took a paper from you. But if you dug in the field, you took my mash as a chayiv. Kamash malon the hocha command the chafa b'baya sichna ma'ariz dami. It's like you would think that shechita is like command the chafa b'baya sichna ma'ariz dami. The kam mash asu yasu. And still you said mash asu yasu.
That's potter.
Right, that is potter.
It's talking about he didn't take the dirt away. He took the dirt away. It's connected.
Yeah, it's done. He took part of the field. No. Who's it today? My stomach's lighter, anyways, because nothing's chal yet. No, I don't know. You don't know.
Because you could go back to the guy who wrote the yeah, bag, maybe, yeah, and he'll give you a new one.
Maybe you can.
No, I'm saying he could prove it. He could cancel the check, and there's nothing chal yet. So the Moavite. We said in the Braisa, Kidmu Balei Chayvis Veikbiyu. If the Balei Chayvis came and were Magdim, and they took the shor, Bein Chavat Shalai Hizik, Sayiv the Chayv was before the shor Gurd, Bein Hizik at Shalai Chav, Sayiv the shor Gurd, and then there was a Chayv, there was a Zava, Le'asav Le'klum. It was nothing. What he picked was nothing. Why? What he took when he took the shor was nothing. V'sheinu Mishalim Ela Migufa. Because he only takes Migufa. Because he only gets paid Migufa. The Tam has to pay this the Nizik Migufa. The Mazik has to pay the Nizik Migufa, so therefore it's not Chal. He's grabbing the Chal. So Bishlam Hezek actually Chav. If first the Hezek happened and then the Alva happened, fine. Nizak and Kadma. So the Hezek came first. So it was Chal and the animal to be paid with this Hezek. So now the Balchayv comes and takes it, he's too late, he's afterwards. Aval chavat shlo hizik. But if the chayv happened first, ba'al chayv kadim, the ba'al chayv came first.
I'm not telling you on this. Was it collateral, or was tamza, you could take anything?
No, but he took it first.
He took it first. He was typhus. Typhus
metal. That's the case. That he took it, right?
He took it what? Yeah.
He took the animal. No, no, what do you mean? He didn't take the animal first.
He didn't take it. That's
he took
the
it. Obviously, if he took it the first, so what, it was hizik on the hizik.
No, it was. He had the hizik, and now he took it.
Right, he took it. Yeah. There was a chayiv, there was a hezek, and then he took it. So once he took it, you have
no. But I'm saying, but it was meshubad already before he took it. It was meshubad already to the nizik.
Oh, okay. So we can see the gemara. The same with the gemara. Normally, if you're a chayiv, you're kadim, you're allowed to take whatever you want, and it was maybe you shouldn't take it. But once you took it, it's yours.
Oh,
now fill a hezek actually chav, even if it was hezek actually chav, ba chayiv kadim, the ba chayiv should be kadim.
That's a theoretical
kadim. Right. Shmamina. Right. Shmamina. Ba'al chayiv ma'uche. The ba'al chayiv that came later, shekadam v'gava, ma'shagava le'gava. It comes out that, and that's a machlekes in Masechta Ksuvos, that once you were gaiva, there's a very stark tzad, that even if you came afterwards, but a gviya is a gviya. Once you took it, you took it.
Let's say he did a collateral on it. That ma'isa is meshubah to him first.
Right. But normally you can't do it with yesterday unless it's a paitik. You can't do a metalton plan. That's a point. By Evit, whatever. Yeah, so that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara is asking, so why isn't it chal once, even if he came afterwards, but once he was gaivit, it should be chal? So Gemara, loy lemei malach mashagava gava. Normally mashagava gava. Shani asam, over is different. I'm a loy. Ilu gabachava. If this animal was by you, that means the lekeach tells this, the Baal Chayv, the nizik, tells the Baal Chayv. He says, if this animal was by you, this is where the payment is from. So therefore, a little bit like you're trying to say, this is where the lien is from. This is where I'm getting the payment. Migufa. We're talking about a town. You're paying migufa. So this is my payment, Kilo. It's my, like, Kilo, my payment's by me already. So therefore you say that even if you were Govit, you're taking my thing. You can't.
Even if it was Govit, he still takes it because it was his.
That's what I'm saying. It's the Nizik. So therefore,
no, I'm saying, but it was, he could take it from the Baal Chayv.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It was in the back of my hand.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying, even if you gave it, there's no nafka mina, and that's what he says, that the Gemara, the Brisa said, that you always get it.
So now that you finished, why isn't it coming?